If anyone can hear me, this is a call for help. My name is Alex Danny and I'm shipwrecked by myself. I do these weekly broadcasts hoping you can ease my strife. Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life? Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life? Set sail from Hawaii to seek my wealth and fame. I set a course for Hollywood but got lost on the way. I landed in a place where talking animals are rife. Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life? Would somebody please save me from this lonely island life? Welcome to Island Life with Alex Denny. It's my emergency broadcast from an island of talking animals where I am shipwrecked. And yep, still got that island fever thing going around. That has not changed. Still stuck in my hut. Still trying to keep alive and keep sane when I'm not really supposed to go out, interact with other people. Thankfully, we're all hooked up on this network of cannon strings called the Yellowphone that does enable us to keep in touch. You know, I can't imagine what it would be like if we hadn't worked out this small bit of, I guess you could call it technology, that allows us to keep in contact. I mean, can you just imagine how much harder this kind of thing would be? And I say this myself, as you know, the island is going through island fever and the rest of the world is going through the whole coronavirus thing, that if you didn't have these ways to stay in touch, you're just stuck in your house, unable to talk to anybody, that would really make one go crazy. Fortunately, that's not the case. We do have at least have this little thing. So even when those who are in charge on the island have put out the decree not to group together, not to go out to, say, an improv show at the Pack or the Pit, to not go out to a bar like Damien's on the House, any of those things, we still can keep in touch over the cannon strings. And I can keep in touch over my radio, which is what I'm broadcasting on right now, reaching out for help to try to get rescued from this island, even at this time of worldwide disease. I guess I'd be leaving the island for leaving one disease for another if I did get off, but hey, I guess that's a dice roll I'm still willing to make. While why stop now? Why stop trying to get off the island now? So if there's anybody out there who might be able to help, or even anyone just who can hear me, let yourself be known.
Kaboom! Ha ha! You just got Zoom bombed! Yeah!
Oh, what? Zoom bombed?
Yeah, I just Zoom bombed your room, dude.
Oh, man. I don't have context for what that means. But I'm glad to have picked up somebody on my emergency radio broadcast. Who am I speaking
to? On your what now? What
is it? Hi. My name is Alex Denny. I'm a man shipwrecked on an island of talking animals. What's your name?
Oh, hey, Alex. My name is Jay Succo. I'm just trying to figure out this Zoom technology. I heard a cool thing about Zoom bombing. You just go into rooms and you just go, you've been Zoom bombed.
Oh, so are you saying my radio broadcast is coming in through, it's a program?
Or? Oh, yeah. So it's a way that we communicate with people now. Is it's like a virtual meeting. It's kind of like a Google Hangout or a Skype session. How much do you want me to get into the description of it? Because you understand telephones?
I think I'm getting it. Okay. We don't need to reinvent the wheel here, but okay. So it's like a chat program or whatever.
Yeah. It's a chat program, but you could see people visually as well. So I was just Zoom bombing a bunch of rooms and spreading some cheer to them. That's what I think you do. Yeah, that's what, when you Zoom bomb, you're like, people, you got like Zoom bombed. High five. It's like a high five thing.
Oh, okay. So it's something people like that you do.
Oh, they like it when I do it, for sure.
Okay. Well,
and then I just pop out.
Sure. I'm sure that spices up any random conversation to have some guy pop in and bomb it.
You know what? Great. What do people want more to a conversation than someone?
Oh, you're breaking up.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
It's the connection. It's the Zoom bomb, dude.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully this connection holds between my radio broadcast and your Zoom program. Sorry, you said your name was?
I really threw you off there with my Zoom bomb, Alex.
Oh, man. I've never been Zoom bombed before, so you're the first, and I'm honored. I just want to say I'm honored. I'm honored to be a part of this thing that you say is a pleasant thing happening around the world right now. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, you know, I don't like to brag, but...
Please, brag away. In fact, brag about all you want. Tell me about yourself, Jay.
Oh, and another thing people like is when you talk about yourself. So, yeah, I'm based out of Los Angeles, California. I feel like we got off to a start where I have to explain a lot, so I don't know. I don't know how. Do you under? You know what the U.S. is, right?
I know what the United States is. I know what California is. I even know what Los Angeles is. That was where I was trying to get before I got shipwrecked here. I was trying to go from Hawaii to Los Angeles to be an actor, but I got stuck on this island of talking animals.
Oh wow! Oh, come again? Of what now?
An island of talking animals. Yes.
Yep. Wow!
I'm the only human here. The rest are animals who can talk.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm from originally from Chicago, Illinois, and then I moved to Los Angeles, and I've been here. And in Los Angeles, I teach and perform a lot of improv. I don't know if you've heard of improv.
I have. We even have some improv theaters on the island here.
Oh, which ones?
Oh, we got the Pit, we got the Pack. Those are two of them.
Oh, yeah, we have a Pit and Pack in Los Angeles as well.
No way. Oh, I knew about the Pack one, but I didn't know about the Pit.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of improv theaters and popping up all over the place. So I'm fortunate enough to work at a couple in Los Angeles, and I've traveled around and taught all over. So yeah, I'm kind of an improviser by trade, and lucky enough to be able to do that.
That's great. How have things been going for you since everything's been shut down? I know that there's the whole coronavirus problem going on out there.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's really become very interesting for improvisers because they are starting to create and do a lot more. And so at this time, it's kind of a wonderful explosion of improv where people are trying different things online and different things in these like Zoom, for an example, Zoom rooms and Google Hangouts. And so we utilize the technology as best we can. So I think if anybody can handle this situation, Alex, it's an improviser who's more adaptable and flexible and can, as they say in the corporate world, can pivot a lot easier.
Somebody like Jay Succo.
Somebody like him. Exactly. Just like that.
So are the Pit and the Pack a couple of those theaters that you teach at when the world isn't shut down?
Oh, I don't teach at those two. I teach at a place called West Side Comedy Theater, which is in Santa Monica, which is kind of part of the LA community. And then I teach at Second City in Hollywood. And I had taught at Second City in Chicago, so made that transition nice to come out here and be able to teach there. And then I teach for a company I founded called Today Improv, and teach people from all walks of life, whether they are experienced improvisers making the big cash that improvisers do because they make a ton of cash, or if they are people who are just looking to better themselves and improve themselves.
Well, that's so great that even in your lucrative job as an improviser, you also find value in those other parts of it as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think all improvisers get into it, especially my generation. We were like, this is a way to make some sick bank.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one thing improv's going to bring you, it's cash money, my friend.
Yeah, or really, Alex. I mean, oh, what's that?
Alex.
Oh, is that Tiffany?
Can I come in?
Sure, you can come in.
Hi.
Hey,
I'm Tiffany. I'm checking everybody's connections because I tried to do an Insta story and like nobody seems to have gotten it or like nobody has been able to like it. So I'm also a little drunk, so I apologize.
No problem. Let me introduce you, by the way, Tiffany the Snail. This is Jay Succo. He's a human in Los Angeles. And Tiffany's a snail, Jay. One of the talking animals.
Nice. Nice. Good to meet you, Tiffany.
Hey, do you follow me?
On Instagram? Yeah, you bet I do.
Really? Oh, my God. So cool.
Yeah, I think your handle is T to the Iphany, S to the Nail.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I didn't know if it was actually getting to Los Angeles. I mean,
wait a second, Tiffany, you're on Instagram?
Yeah. Like I have the island's Instagram, but also I'm on another Instagram. There was a cruise ship that went by and some guy saw me and started taking photos of me. and started like posting them, and I was like, okay, whatever. And I get like residual checks.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wow, this is all news to me. I didn't know that.
They come in bottles.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, you get checks.
Yeah.
What do you do with the checks once you get them?
I just like bury them in my little like beach house, you know.
Sure. For when you might need them later, maybe.
I got to be honest. That's smart. That's a smart thing to do, Tiffany, is you actually keep the checks and bury them. That's a smart thing.
James, so you're in Los Angeles. Are you like famous?
Well, I mean, I might be improv famous, but I'm not like movie star famous.
Oh my god! I took a level one at the Pit, and it was like really fun. Have you heard of Ari Farnakian?
Oh, I know Ari Farnakian. Yeah.
He was my teacher, and like it was cool. Like most of the class was improv, but then half of the class was like he would have us go out and like pick up trash on the street.
That sounds about right. I mean, that's pretty much par for the course for improv classes.
Yeah.
Are you saying you took a class on the mainland at the Pit? Not the Pit we have here?
It was in New York City, and it's like it was kind of like very underground because there's, I don't know if you know this, but like snails, like we can like talk off this island, no big deal. And my friend Charlotte was like, you're so funny. And I was like, you're funny. And she goes, you gotta take this like intro class with me, and it's free, and this like guy teaches it. And I was like, okay, I'm in. So that's what I did.
Man, every time I talk to you, I learn so much, so many more things about your life and your travels that I never would have imagined, Tiffany.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a jet setter. I was in a Mongolian jail for a small stint where I learned some stand-up skills.
In a Mongolian jail? That's...
Yeah.
Do it. Do some.
So you want me to do my type five?
Yeah, but could you stretch it to a loose nine?
I don't know. It's been so long, but like my main joke was about like how I pretty much had to like, I don't have like legs, right? I just have like this like slimy underbelly, which is
so
like
true.
And it's like I don't have legs, so it's like a lot of times guys come up to me and they're like, hey, can I touch your belly? And I'm like, ew, gross. I'm still working on it. Like, I think I can have
No, that's so true. That is so true. I am laughing so hard. That is truth in the comedy. That's what we try for.
Okay, good. I didn't know if, like, non-snails would get it, but, like, you know, cool.
No, it's your truth, Tiffany. It is so funny. That's your truth.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't even know that you did stand up, Tiffany. You should perform on here on the island.
Maybe.
You know, once those things open back up, of course. Or maybe, you know, you could, you know, we have the yellowphone, you could perform over the yellowphone.
Maybe. I have like so much to do, and you know, it takes me like I have to get around the island every day, and it takes me 3 days to get around the island, so it's like I'm constantly going around the island. And like just checking in to make sure people like are getting my Instagram posts and like, you know, am I still the hottest thing on this island? That's like a big question I have to ask people constantly.
And now Instagrams on the island are not the exact same thing as Instagrams on the mainland around the world, because that's, you know, obviously a technological thing. Here on the island.
Right. They're just like me coming up to people's houses and being like, hey, let me in. And then, like, I pose for, like, a really long time, and people sometimes think I'm dead.
Sounds so much better.
That
sounds so much better.
I would follow that. On the island?
Yeah, I would follow that. I would follow you around as you did that, like, literally follow you. Like, not just Instagram here, you hit follow, but there's so many different people that you just, like, scroll through mindlessly. This sounds like a really so much of a better idea.
Oh, wow. I, like, need a posse because I, like, ate most of them the other day. And I was just like, what am I doing? You know?
When you ate your posse?
Yeah, well, we were, like, standing in line over at, like, Trader Jim's, and, like, I was like, this is so boring, and I, like, looked at my friend Charlotte, and I was like, Charlotte, can I eat your tail? And she was like, ew, gross, no, and, like, before I knew it, I was, like, halfway done her tail. So I finished her.
Yeah. It sounds like you murdered Charlotte, Tiffany.
I don't know if I would call it murder as much as I would call it. I fully consumed her, and now she's as gorgeous as me.
Now she's a part of you.
She's inside of me.
And legally, there is a difference between the two.
Well, and there is on the island. I mean, island law is kind of confusing, especially for a human like me. But you're right. That's not technically illegal here on the island.
Well, what's one of the laws that's...
My dad's the police chief, Jay, so it's like, I'm never going to get in trouble for anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alex, what's another confusing law on the island?
Well, like, we have a lot of, you know, we have carnivores and herbivores on the island, and just, that's a big part of it, how, like, you're allowed, the carnivores are still allowed to eat other animals, but, like, if you try to eat an animal but you fail, then you're not allowed to keep trying to eat them. They're allowed to go to the hospital. Though also it can be little things, like if you don't keep your house under, you know, regulation, like your bamboo hut or whatever, there's an inspector, he goes around, Mitchell the Moose, and he's like, oh, you're not up to code, you're going to have to go to Island Bamboo Jail.
Ew, yeah. I hate Mitchell, he's gross. I dated him.
You did?
Yeah, I dated him for like 16 years.
Whoa.
Well, it's like, it took me like a week to get to his house every time. So like, that's how I counted it. It was like, every minute was like a week.
Did Mitchell know that you were still dating in the interim?
I mean, I hope so, but he's like so gross. And like, I'm sorry, but I wrote most of those laws. So I'm always just like, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? Trying to like go around and, like, whatever. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
I think I might have ate a couple snails. And I was afraid to tell you guys, but now I know that Tiffany's eating her own kind. I feel much better about it.
I mean, peacocks are gorgeous. So it's like, whatever. I mean, if you... where do you want to live? In the belly of a slug? In the belly of a snail? Or in the belly of a peacock? Peacock.
Sorry, Tiffany, I think that was Rita. That sounded like a New Jersey accent.
I can't see very well, okay?
Sorry.
Are you drunk again?
Listen, there's not a lot to do right now, okay? I was on the wagon, now I'm off the wagon. And you know what? Tomorrow... maybe I'll get back on the wagon. It's no big deal. Whatever. I need somewhere to go and people to see, okay?
Tiffany, have you considered using an actual wagon? Like hiring one of the animals who, cart other animals around the island and getting them to carry you around rather than slowly crawling?
I don't know. I don't like putting my belly onto other people's things, you know.
Especially now.
Right.
I think someone needs to call your mother on the yellow phone and tell her that you're drinking.
Hey, listen, I'm fine, okay? I'm fine. At least, you know what? At least I'm not hanging out with a rat.
Oh my God. That is so offensive. First of all, you get me confused with one of those wacko peacock sisters that runs the talent show, probably just because you want to do your stand-up in it next year or something. And now you're saying I'm lesser than because I'm a rat?
Rita, I'm so sorry. Rita, I love you. I'm actually, like, so in love with you. And I'm just, like, really embarrassed because, like, I know I have a problem. And I need to, like, Rita, come here. Rita, let me tell you a secret.
What?
Rita, you're my best friend. You are.
We haven't hung out that much, but thank you.
Well, Let's.
Okay, I accept your apology. I know it's a really vulnerable time for everybody right now. But I just wanted you to know that I did eat some of your friends and maybe family members. So
it sounds like you have that in common.
Yeah, that's okay.
I didn't know that until today, that snails ate other snails, but
we don't. I just did it.
She does.
Well, it's a luxurious food in many parts of the world, so I went for it because I'm out of food.
Yeah, my middle name is Escargot.
That's what I was going to ask, whether you, when you ate them, did you dine in or did you take it to Escargot?
Oh, Alex, you're so funny. Can I touch your face?
Oh, it's probably better that you don't right now.
Alex, ask her out, man.
Oh, Jay, sorry. You know, this comes up all the time, but I'm only into humans, so I don't date on the island. Which is frustrating because I've been here for like over 7 years. Only in humans. Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when I left Hawaii way back in 2012 and tried to make it to Los Angeles to pursue my own career in the entertainment business and wound up on this island instead. I mean, who knows? Probably if I had made it there when I was trying, I'd be a big movie star by now. But as it is, here I am on the island.
Yeah, it takes people usually like a week once they get to LA and then they're in a movie of some sort.
I'd probably have like a great partner and I'd have a big house. But as it is, just got my little hut on the island, not in a relationship. And I try to pick up acting gigs here and there on the island when I can. But even that's, again, right now, really hard because the virus. So
can I ask you something?
Please.
You're the only human on the island,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So you get beat out for human roles by animals?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes. Wow. Sometimes. Wow. Man.
That's got to suck, man.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, I've tried to talk to the animals about how they should maybe think of casting me as the human.
An actual human.
An actual human in the role. But what are you going to do? I'm the only
one. What's the film industry like on the island?
Well, we don't have a film industry per se because we don't film things. But we have, we do actually have a fairly robust performing, you know, live performing industry. So, you know, like Rita was talking about, there's a regular talent show that's a big deal on the island.
Yeah.
We have improv, we've got stand up, we do some theater. So, I tried to
To get on the talent show, but they won't put you on the talent show?
Actually, they did. That was a whole big to-do a few weeks back about how I was like the only guy they selected for the talent show, and I told them that wasn't cool. So, yeah.
Wait, you were the only – you were the talent in the talent show?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe – Priscilla, are you on the line?
Hello? Did you call for me, Alex?
Yeah, yeah. I just figured, you know, if we were going to talk about the talent show, it would make sense to at least let you tell your side of it.
Oh, well, ruffle my tail feathers. Of course I will talk about it. This island is seriously lacking in talent. And Alex is the only living, breathing thing on this island that can even remotely hit a note besides for me and my sister. So, island fever or no island fever, we are having this talent show this year, and Alex is going to be the opener, and my sister and I are going to be the closer.
Wait, Priscilla, why will you not let me do it?
Well, every time you try to do stand-up.
I won't.
You like kind of sound a little inebriated, and then last time when you auditioned, you threw up on the stage. And
That's something that snails do. We throw up. Listen, Priscilla.
And Mitch Hedberg did that too. Mitch Hedberg threw up too.
So. Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah, he was a pretty good stand-up.
I dated him before he died.
Look, I mean, Priscilla, this is the kind of thing, Jay, I'll say, this was the kind of thing I was trying to tell Priscilla and her sister about, which was like, you can't just limit the talent show to just yourselves and me. Like, we got to let more people in. So,
and you got to be frustrated because it seems like Priscilla's saying you're the only one with talent on the island, but then other people are getting the roles. So there's probably a conspiracy against you, man. Maybe you harmed someone. You get a reputation, man, and it's hard to shake that down.
Yeah, especially in a small market like the island.
Such a small market. Yeah. So it's nothing you did, but probably somebody's out to get you, man. I'm teaching a 48-week workshop if you want to enroll in that.
48 weeks? Wow. Yeah,
it's 20 hours a week.
Oh, my goodness. That's quite a workshop. Yeah, that's an intensive, if I ever heard one, especially you're only doing it over, what, the Zoom?
Yeah, I'm doing it over the Zoom, yeah.
Is it a workshop, what, in Zoom bombing?
Well, that's the first 19 weeks.
Oh, okay. Okay. But it's 48 weeks.
It's 48 weeks. The first 19 are Zoom bombing.
Okay. What comes after Zoom bombing?
Well, then I have to let you know if I pass or fail you.
And that part's secret.
Yeah, and the next 9 weeks is object work, but it's really just thinking about object work. You don't actually do object work. Mm-hmm. So it's 9 weeks, 20 hours a week of thinking about object work.
Thinking about objects and how you might, you know, maneuver them if they were real or mimed. I get it.
Yeah, then it's 28 weeks. Well, man, you would pass very quickly. You already get that part.
Oh, thanks. I mean, the only hard part is the fact that getting a hold of people is so spotty, you know, that like, mm-hmm. I got a hold of you now, but there's no way to know if I'd be able to get in again to do that workshop. You know what I mean? Otherwise I would love to.
Sounds like you're still afraid.
Oh no. I would love to. No, I promise. I would love to take it. If only it weren't for this weird, almost magical seeming way that my radio just picks up various random people.
Give me that first sentence again. I would.
Oh, did you, are we breaking up on the Zoom?
No. No, just give me the first part of your sentence that you just said. I would love
to be a part of your workshop.
Period. Oh,
that's what you're trying to do.
Yes, yeah. And I'm just saying period.
Alan, you're a star. Go for it. Don't let nothing hold you back.
Well, again, I want to do it. I feel like it logistically would not be possible, unfortunately, Priscilla. But I'm glad that you...
Don't worry about that.
You know what? I'm going to think positive thoughts. Maybe it'll work out. Maybe it'll just work out, Jay. Thank you. You know what? Maybe that's been my whole problem this whole time. Maybe that's why I haven't been rescued. Obviously, I just haven't been thinking positively enough.
Lesson one learned.
Oh, you're already teaching me stuff.
Priscilla.
Yes, Tiffany.
Do you want to make out with me for my Instagram story?
What?
I mean, come here. You're my best friend.
I heard you tell everybody that they're your best friend.
Not true, Priscilla. You're beautiful.
It is true. Rita told me that you said that.
She's a little rat. Listen.
Oh, my God. Excuse me?
Priscilla.
I thought you were going to stop calling me that.
Hey, best friend.
See? You're calling everybody your best friend.
Well, so what? I cannot have a bunch of best friends?
You can have a bunch of best friends, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to make out with you.
So okay,
you
fine.
My fame as a famous Peacock singing duo with my sister.
Rita, can I make out with your tail?
Ew. Oh, my God.
Ew, you're gross, too.
Oh.
Can I touch your face, Alex?
Oh, man, now I'm feeling...
Yes, Alex. Just say yes, Alex.
Okay.
All right, it's going to take me a while to crawl up there. Just stay still, okay?
All right, but while she's crawling towards me, Jay, is there any way that if people are listening, they might want to look you up?
Yeah, well, for the island folks, I think you just whisper my name into the wind and it'll come to me. So just whisper my name into the wind and it will make its way. So that applies to you too, Alex. If you ever are needing me, just whisper my name to the wind. Yeah, I'm right here. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I think I am on Instagram. I'm starting to utilize that more. So it's just at jaysukow, jaysukow. You can check out westsidecomedy.com, where I'm a teacher there, and we're doing online classes. Also, Second City Hollywood. And Today Improv, TODAY improv.com. And so check that out as well. I think I have MySpace. Remember MySpace? You remember that?
You still have a MySpace?
Pretty sure I do, man. So check out my... In fact, you know what? I'm going to start directing people to my MySpace
page. You might be the only one still on MySpace, Jay.
Thank you for the compliment.
You got a monopoly.
I think Justin Timberlake sunk a bunch of cash into MySpace.
All for you, man.
All for me. So check me out on MySpace or Friendster. Check me out on Friendster. If you have a ham radio, go ahead and throw my name into that ham radio mix.
Are you on AOL chat rooms?
I'm AOL chat room. So you can check me out there. Hawthorne Wingo 76 is my AOL chat name. So if you want to check me out there, you can reach out, lean out the window and scream. For me is another way to get a hold of me.
So not just whisper, but also screaming your name works.
Also scream my name. If you want
to
try my old phone number from when I was a kid, 708-758-6584. Just see who answers it. It's not going to be me. Just check that out. So there are several ways.
Good. I'm glad that you're so easily accessible. You've certainly been easily accessible in our conversation today. It's been really great getting to know you, Jay.
You too, Alex. Thanks for having me. Let me bust in and do a little Zoom bomb into your conversation here.
Yeah, this has definitely been a really great Zoom bomb. I don't have any other to compare it to, but this is the best one I can imagine.
They're pretty much all like this. Very pleasant and cordial. And
oh, good. Well, in that case, just keep on Zoom bombing, Jay.
I will do. All right, I got to get going, man.
Oh, all right. And Rita and Priscilla, it's been great having you guys. And
thanks for having me. Yeah, thanks for having us.
And that was nice of you to answer for yourself and for Priscilla, Rita. I think I'm glad you guys get along.
You know.
And Tiffany, you're about half.
I fell off.
Yeah.
I'm on my back.
Oh, no. Okay. Let me pick you up and turn you over.
No, put your shell. Put me on your lips.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Come on, buddy.
I'm doing it. No, I'm saying. I'm just standing and.
Ew, that was so gross. I loved it.
No.
My best friend.
I better. Don't tell anybody that this happened.
I'm putting on my Insta.
Oh, it's already on Instagram.
Oh, no. I better close out this broadcast before anything else happens.
I'm pregnant.
What? Is that how that works?
I'm pregnant.
No.
See you in 100 months, Alex.
Oh. All right. Well, now I got some stuff to
think
about.
That's like 9 years. That's 9 years.
How long it takes me to catch up to my pregnancy.
You have to catch up to it. Yeah. The pregnancy moves faster than Tiffany does.
True.
All right. Well.
God, I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous of you, Alex. Compared to my life, your life is amazing.
Thank you. It is. Just now, this is an amazing thing has happened that I'm kind of hoping isn't true, but Tiffany says it is. So at least I got 9 years to get ready for the baby.
You'll be a great father, and you're never going to be ready, Alex, so just accept it.
Oh, thanks. Do you have kids?
I got two, yeah.
Oh, well, then coming from you, I'll take that as sound advice.
I'm also divorced, so I don't know how sound the advice can be.
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
It's time to go. The sun's setting down. The power in my radio has almost run out, but at least for now, I'm here to stay. Maybe I'll get rescued on another day, but we had some fun, we made two friends, and tomorrow is another chance to try again. Until then, we'll say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks for hanging out with me on Island Life. Thanks, everybody.
Hey everybody, LA Alex here with the credits. I hope you and your loved ones are staying safe and sane right now, and I appreciate more than ever you taking the time to listen. If you enjoyed what you heard, you can find links to our social media, our guests, and more in the podcast description. Jay Succo is originally from Chicago and moved to LA in 2015 with his two kids and teaches at Westside Comedy Theater and the Second City Hollywood. He is also the founder of Today Improv and teaches and performs improv all over the world. You can find him on social media at Jay Succo. Tiffany the Snail was not played by Amy Gorlick, who started doing long-form improv in 2001 at the UCB NYC and was a performer there until 2016 when she moved to LA to teach at Westside Comedy. She's been teaching her Game of the Scene workshops all over the country since 2004 at improv festivals, theaters, and to high school students. She's the former artistic director of eImprov. She teaches people improv from other countries online and in person. She's been on dozens of improv podcasts and can be seen in the documentary The Girl in the Show about women in comedy. You can also catch her on stage at Westside every month in the shows Improv Famous, Women Aren't Funny, and The Faculty Show. You can find her on social media at AmyGirl. Rita the Rat was not played by Kenzie Lane, who is a Second City graduate and is now in a sketch and improv group called The Monarchy. You can follow them at Monarchy Sketch and her at Kenzie Lane. I'm Alex Denny. This week I wrote and recorded myself performing what I'm calling a sexy comedic monologue for casting director Erica Bream's original challenge. It's called The Hammer, and you can find it at my acting channel, youtube.com/thealexdenny. This week also saw the release of Sic Semper Tyrannis, Thus Always to Tyrants, the song demo on which I collaborated with friend of the pod Brent Trueblood for the Virginia album of comedian Joey Cliff's hashtag Our 50 States project. You can hear the track and the whole project at soundcloud.com/Our50States project. Cover art by Jeremy Rabb. You can visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, and Gmail at Island Life Pod, and we'd love it if you rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for hanging out with us on Island Life.